When we consider the condition of man, the nation, and the church, we need to be aware that the condition of each lies directly in the lap of man. After the children of Israel were delivered from the Egyptian bondage and spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness, they finally crossed the Jordan, took the land of Canaan, and Israel served Jehovah all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua and had known all the work of Jehovah, Joshua 24:31. The generation to follow Joshua and the elders that outlived him, and the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah and served the Baalim. And they forsook Jehovah, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the peoples that were round about them, and bowed themselves down unto them, and they provoked Jehovah to anger. And they forsook Jehovah, and served the Baal and the Asheroth, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that despoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Jehovah was against them for evil, as Jehovah had spoken, and as Jehovah had sworn unto them. And they were sore distressed. And Jehovah raised up judges, who saved them out of the hand of those that despoiled them. And yet they hearkened not unto their judges, for they played the harlot after other gods, and bowed themselves down unto them. They turned aside quickly out of the way wherein their fathers walked, obeying the commandments of Jehovah, but they did not so. Judges 2:11-17. Throughout the Judges, we are able to see the progress of going from rest to redemption. What lies between is what we are seeing in our society. Judges 2:11 tells us that after Othniel had delivered Israel, the land had rest 40 years. In Judges 3:12, the children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, rebellion. In Judges 3:12, Jehovah strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, retribution. In Judges 3:15, when the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah, repentance, Jehovah raised them up a savior, Ehud, redemption. Judges 3:30, so Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 40 years. Where would you put our people, our nation, and the church? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle John to the church of Ephesus, saying, remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I come to thee and will move thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:5.